Alors, bonjour à tous, bienvenue à cette rencontre de presse du Rocket de Laval. Good day everyone and welcome to this Laval Rocket Media Availability. Désolé pour le court délai, on a eu quelques problèmes techniques. La première question, the first question, will go to Jared Book. Jared, you're up.
Hi, Joel.
Hello.
So, you've now had two scrimmages, a look at the whole group together. What are your impressions of the younger players? I know that you've said before there's different needs between the veterans and the rookies. What are your impressions of them through these two games?
Well, that's really what it was all about, to be honest. I felt the last week the pace went down a bit when we mixed the group, and we expected it. We have a lot of players. We can't expect the pace to be the same. Obviously, when you throw in younger players, it's not their fault. It's not their bad player. They're just younger. And so we went with that group, you know, with the veteran and a few young guys that for weeks, and then we add up the new players. We went a little slower. I feel the pace today was not as good as it was maybe a couple of days ago. But the reality is that now they've been playing each other a little bit. So it's not great to always play against each other. So it's the young guys trying to cling on. And it's what we want to see. But there's one place where it doesn't lie, and it's on the ice. You see it when the game starts, the one that have solution, the one that it's a little harder. So we saw what we needed to see. Now we need to get in another mode. We're going to give a day off because they had a lot of workload. And this is the thing. It was good, too. So it was a bit of a week that we planned it. So we give more workload, meaning that more of an AHL schedule. And now you see physically, who can keep up, who's struggling, who's challenged mentally by the caliber of the pace. So that was good.
And just to follow up to that, you know, do you see a parallel between these kids having the opportunity to play AHL competition right now and what we saw at NHL camp where the AHL players had a chance to go up against the NHL team? Is it kind of like a measuring stick for them on that level as well, a little bit?
Yeah, the only difference is, you know, Canadian didn't have much time, and now we were dealing still with men, so we did the Habs against the Rocket, and obviously the Habs were the better team, but the Rocket were physically strong, and you know it was a 2-1 game after two periods. The Habs were the better team on the ice. They were more organized. They knew each other. They just scrambled a couple of practice with the Rocket guy, but they were men in some way. Now, I didn't do that. I didn't separate them. I mixed them up. The lines today, the first day I tried to create a little bit of line versus line, and today I really mixed kid with veteran on the same lines and tried to see the process of the game and look from it from a coaching perspective to see, you know, how they can manage playing with older player or playing against older players. So it was more of an evaluation on this side.
Thank you.
Last question. Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thank you, Charles. Hi, Joel. Just two quick questions for you today. First off, Josh Brook was one of your goal scorers in your scrimmage today. Can you describe for us a little bit just what you've seen in his play so far in this camp from his progression from last year?
Yeah, Josh came out of a confinement like everybody else. And unfortunately, you know, I talked to him a couple of times. He couldn't go on the ice so much before getting to camp. Where he was, there was no ice available. We know the situation in Canada was not the same everywhere. Mm-hmm. And ice rink weren't available to him. So he went actually skate outside for a little bit. And he came with us. You know, we know him. He's coming exactly, I think, where he left a little bit on understanding what he needs to do. Which is nice. He understands what he needs to do to get to the next level because that's his goal and that's our goal for him too, and work with him. So the last week, obviously, been a little bit scrambly on everything, and the coach 32 player, Amy, like at one point you evaluate, you coach, you evaluate, you coach. I did look a little bit at some other guys just to get a feel because I know Josh. So I think he's going to fit right into when we're heading next week. Nothing to declare either way. It's just, you know, we're gonna keep working with him for the next week.
Excellent. And just lastly, you know, you've had this group together now for camp for a couple of weeks now, and off ice team building is pretty limited due to COVID protocols and so forth. So what are you seeing as a coach, just the camaraderie in your room and the chemistry that's being built with these guys as they go into this new season?
Well, I definitely, you know, see a lot of guys that were together last year at the end when we had the run. So I can feel they have a bit of a chemistry of knowing each other, and they do have some friendship that's been established. So I see that, and I see the young guy coming in and jumping in, and the older guy helping the young guy. It is a different world. Like I said, like we all lived something that nobody thought we would. I think that puts everything in perspective for everybody. Mm-hmm. They understand our reality as coaches is something that, you know, I've never had that many players for a season. So they got to bear with us. We got to work with them. So I think the vibe is we're all in this together. There's nowhere we can go. We have a curfew at 8 o'clock every night. Mm-hmm. We have masks that needs to be wear everywhere we go. We have tests every day. We have all the precaution that needs to be done. And I think that kind of bond them and say, hey, we're all in this together kind of thing. And I saw today a lot of familiarity between the guys and you know, like the competition over the last 2 days. The both game finished, like today was a finish on a shootout. It was equal. The whole team won. And the last game was by a goal at the end. So there's still that competition, but there's that knowing each other and knowing what to say to a teammate that you know for a long time. And I realize guys know each other's move now. They know what they're going to do. They study them. They know what they're good at. You know, I even see what's funny today is I'm coaching the red team and somebody on the white team did a really good action. And one guy said, oh, great job, Raph. Good job. Like, it was funny how your opponent do a good job, but you acknowledge that was a good play for a young player. So it's kind of odd a little bit.
Excellent. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, Joel.